Yes, greetings again in Jesus' name. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. And my name is Jody, and I want to continue here with a thought that we had started already in Psalm 40. We're talking about King David, and I know that we've talked about him before and mentioned him before. He's just an encouraging man that lived long before us, that learned how to trust in his Heavenly Father, the maker and creator of all mankind. And I appreciate gleaning from his writings and from being able to look at the relationship that he had with God, knowing that it's available for all of us and any of us that want to apply ourselves to that relationship. And to find ourselves in fellowship with God our Father. And, you know, I as I think I've mentioned before, that there's many times that we as human beings, we have some struggle with relationship with the Heavenly Father because we had a struggle with relationship with our earthly father. And as much as we don't want to interfere with that, we sometimes wrestle with the relationship that we have to our Heavenly Father because of some things that went wrong in an earthly relationship. And I just want to say to you today, if you're struggling with that, you know, our earthly fathers, they make mistakes. They've done things that they shouldn't have done. And if you ever become a father, or if you are a father, you have done the same thing yourself. And we know that we're not perfect, and we make bad decisions sometimes. And there's some things that affects in our children. But, you know, we can be sure that our Heavenly Father is perfect. He never makes mistakes. He never does something that is to our harm. Something, and when I say that, I mean to our harm spiritually. He will always take us to the place where we can grow and learn and repent. Now there is a time that does come that if we totally reject all those things, there will be some harm. But if you have breath in you today, just know that God is prompting you and leading you into a place for your good. And because He's our Heavenly Father that loves us, and He does us good. He works it all together for good. If you love Him, if you're putting your heart towards Him, you don't have any worries there. He's got it all figured out, and He takes care of us. So if you struggle with a relationship with Him because of an earthly relationship, there's good news. You don't have to, because He's different than our earthly fathers. And I love my earthly father very much. He made mistakes just like I make mistakes, and that's okay. That's going to happen, and you work through those things. But God Himself, He's perfect. And the relationship we have there is phenomenal different. And we can look to Him knowing that He's got it all in His hands, and He wants to bless us, and He will bless us. We pour our hearts out to Him and just let Him do what He wants to do. If we learn to trust in Him, to trust fully in Him. We were in Psalm 40. We read a couple verses prior to this daily inspiration. And I'm just going to read them again, just kind of go back over it. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. I'm intrigued by that, because I do so much want God to establish my goings. I need Him to pull me out of a pit and get me out of the miry clay we find ourselves in from time to time. Put our feet on rock. believe this rock is representing Jesus Christ, our Savior, and he establishes our goings. And I'm blessed as I read that. But we'll go on now to verse 3. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And I want to think about that for a moment. Has God put a new song in your mouth, in your heart? Just a song of thanksgiving and praise to him. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to praise God out of the abundance of your heart, of overflow of thanksgiving. You praise to God. It doesn't have to be in a song, but he oftentimes will put a song in our hearts that we'll just sing to him. And then it's interesting, right after that he says, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know, when somebody sees another person truly giving God praise and expressing thanksgiving and praise to God, it does something. And David recognizes that, and he says, many shall see it. They're going to see it. And they'll fear and shall trust in the Lord, because God is worthy, and he is trustworthy. And many people can see it when it's real. People will see it, and it'll turn them to the Lord. And that's what David was speaking of here. They shall see it, and they'll fear, and they'll put their trust in the Lord. The greatest thing a man can ever do, put his trust in the Lord. Verse 4, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. You know, when a man makes that decision, I can trust in the Lord, God does work in our hearts, and David says that man is blessed. He's able to put his trust in the Lord. And respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. God is not a liar. Man lies, but God does not lie. And we put our trust in God, not in man. Verse 5, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And I don't know about you, but I need to just think about that one and to rehearse that in my mind, and to, I know it's true, but to think about it. You know, God has done many, many wonderful works, and David's able to recognize that. These are works of God. He's doing it. And his thoughts, which are towards us, they cannot be reckoned up in order to him. We're not able to. There's so many. We couldn't do it. It's not possible. And he says, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And, you know, that's quite an amazing thing. I believe that when you have fond thoughts of somebody and you really, really respect somebody and think highly of them, you oftentimes think of them with respect. And you just like to think about those people because you admire them, and you see something that is valuable to you, and you think about those people. And the world does that all the time with idolatry, whether it be somebody that sings a song or a sports player or whatever it may be. The world is constantly worshiping and adoring another human being. Our job is to do that towards God and see his wonderful works. And the interesting thing about that is that God also has thoughts towards us. Why is it? Is it because we're superstars? No. Is it because we do such a great job at this or that? No. No, that's not it. It's because we're created in his image. We are his creation. We belong to him. And he thinks towards us so much that we're not able to recall it back to him in order. And we're not even able to number them, because they're more than can be numbered. His thoughts towards us. That tells me that he's longing for a relationship with us. He wants to be a part of our lives and for us to be a part of his life. in this earth, walking it out here. And Jesus expressed that in his sayings, and we won't turn to that today, but Jesus many times talked about this fellowship that we can have with God, just like he had with God, as we abide in him, as we have that privilege to have a relationship with God. And his thoughts here, David is saying, are to us word very, very numerous, more than we can count. You think about that today as you go about your day, or you maybe your day is finished up by now, I don't know, but you think about that, that God's thoughts towards us are too many to recount back to him. He loves us. He wants us to learn how to trust in him. May you ponder those things as you walk out your life here on this earth. We serve a mighty God. Blessed be his name. God bless you.